The federal government says about 90,000 cars are stolen annually in this country. It's costing Canadians about $1 billion a year. Many of these stolen cars are taken from right here in the GTA. Yesterday, a national auto theft summit looked to find solutions. Government, police, and industry players spent the day in Ottawa. David Adams is the president and CEO of Global Automakers of Canada. He represents Canada's largest automakers and spoke at the summit yesterday. And he's with me in studio this morning. David, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
As a representative of the automakers, what stood out for you at the meeting yesterday?
Well, I think the main thing for us was this had been a long time coming. It's a summit that we had actually been pushing for almost 2 years now to try and bring all the parties together that have a touch point on the whole issue of auto theft. And I think just walking in the door, that was an accomplishment. So we were pleased to see that. I think beyond that, though, it's having to deal with some of the realities that you talked about in terms of the auto theft issue. And the realities are that actually last numbers I saw were, I think, 105,000 vehicles stolen last year, which, is almost the number of registered vehicles in PEI. So, taking all of those vehicles out of Canada. And it's become an increasingly challenging problem for all of us and an increasingly violent problem as well, where it's not just a property theft issue, but also carjackings and home invasions. But I think the real thing from our perspective that we wanted to have some dialogue on was trying to address the situation at the ports, because really the auto theft problem in Canada tends to be localized in Quebec and Ontario, where the highest levels of theft are. And the
because
reality,
it's easy to get the vehicle to the port.
To the port and then out of the country, exactly.
What major solutions, or were there any major solutions that you walked away with yesterday?
Well, I think everybody had an opportunity to present their ideas on what they could do. And we sort of avoided finger pointing because that's easy enough to do when there are so many people involved. But I think there was a commitment the day before the summit from the federal government to supply more resources to Canada Border Services Agency, which was good. There was acknowledgement, I think, at the summit as well by the industry minister, Champagne, that look, we've got devices that are on sale on different various online platforms, retail platforms to purchase.
What kind of devices?
Well, devices that really have no other legitimate purpose other than to facilitate car theft. So you can get fake fobs, replacement fobs for keys. You can get devices that look like a small computer that basically how they get their information, that's something that we need to investigate further. But they've got all the information to basically bypass all the security systems on the vehicles.
So the pressure on the border is important, right? And border services and to alert them and maybe acknowledge that this has to be a priority.
Well, for sure. And I think the other thing that I think that message was delivered loud and clear yesterday. But I think the other thing that came out of the summit that was also acknowledged is just there are a lot of players involved. And how do you get all of these players to communicate better and get data in a real time way so that once a vehicle is stolen, we're not caught up in jurisdictional issues between various municipalities or private and our public security forces.
You represent automakers, but we've also heard from car owners who have been targeted not once, not twice, sometimes three times. And they're suggesting that it's up to the manufacturers to update the technology so these vehicles aren't stolen. How much of a responsibility falls on the automakers?
Well, look, that's why we've been involved in the summit in this issue for the last 2 years, because we recognize the inconvenience that this causes Canadians and also, frankly, the trauma it causes Canadians when they have their vehicle stolen or worse. But the reality is, I think if you look at the standards that are in place, Canada has an immobilizer standard that's been in place since 2007, where the U.S. hasn't had such a standard. The vehicles are the same on both sides of the border. Yet when you look at the increase in theft rates between Canada and the U.S. 2021 to 2022, per 100,000 vehicles, or population rather, our theft rate was 24%. The U.S. was 10%. So it's twice as much, same vehicles. that suggests that there's another problem beyond technology.
And what would that problem be then?
Well, as I say, I think our summation is that where all the auto theft is happening, it's proximity to the port and being able to get these vehicles out of the country. And we think if we can apply, it's not just money and physical resources, it's technological resources to interdict these vehicles before they leave the port. If we can sort of cut off that that supply, then that will stem the demand for in the country to move vehicles.
We've heard from many car owners who are essentially taking the matter into their own hands, right? They're putting tracking devices or hiding tracking devices, mm-hmm. embedding them into their vehicles. Mm-hmm. Why has it gotten to that point?
Well, it's kind of that point because I think people are cognizant of the fact that they want to protect their property. And frankly, you know, all of us probably haven't done a good enough job in terms of the awareness that needs to be done as far as consumers, what they can to protect their vehicles. And, you know, again, tracking devices are helpful, but they're only helpful if we have the resources to, if we know where a vehicle is, that we can actually send the police to have that vehicle interdicted.
You talked about the immobilization system. Is it time to review that, to take another look at that?
Well, that's something that came out of the summit that the transport minister said that they would be looking at that standard. And I think, you know, the professionals that are more sophisticated in this area than I am, I think they've sort of acknowledged that there's no foolproof solution, and that's a game of cat and mouse that we've been playing with the thieves for a while, that as soon as manufacturers harden one aspect of their vehicle, that they find another way around. So I think, that's something that's been committed to looking at that standard. But again, that standard development process really needs to be done in conjunction with the United States. It also needs to be something that we're looking at. It's going to take time to do that. So that's probably a 3 or 4 year proposition. And from our perspective, that does nothing to address the reality of the auto theft epidemic that's occurring right now.
So how do you assure people? Because we know that there are particular vehicles that are targeted. So when someone is going to go buy a vehicle, chances are now they're not going to look at that. So what do you do to get people back online in terms of buying these particular vehicles?
Yeah, well, and it's a very good point, and that's another reason why the manufacturers are very concerned about this, because clearly it comes down to brand reputation. And if you think about the situation in the auto industry over the last 2-3 years, where there's been no product of any sort, somebody has their vehicle stolen, it's not a matter of, well, just going down to the lot and getting another one. They might have to wait, you know, months to get a new vehicle. And in that time, they might say, well, I can't get that vehicle that I really wanted, so I'm going to look elsewhere. And, you know, nobody wants that as a manufacturer. Nobody wants to lose a customer. And frankly, no manufacturer wants their customer to go through that. So that's why, again, we've been involved in this process for the last year and a half.
The Prime Minister has hinted that maybe there should be tougher penalties for car thieves. And we've not just heard that from the Prime Minister. We've heard that from the Leader of the Opposition. Mm-hmm. How strong do penalties need to be to stop this from happening?
It's a good question. And I think I can't give you an accurate answer to that question. But I think what we do need to acknowledge is that this, again, organized crime is highly sophisticated and it's hierarchical. So the kids in some ways that are actually stealing the vehicles are just being paid a certain amount of money to do a particular task. They're pawns. So I guess the question is, well, how do we get beyond the pawns and get at the head of the snake, so to speak? And I think, we are encouraging and have encouraged the government to look at their sentencing provisions, their bail provisions, all of those things. And again, it's a multifaceted solution to this auto theft problem.
This is an issue that's become politicized.
For sure.
You know that. Is that going to work in the favor of consumers or against consumers?
Well, I think the fact that this issue has received so much attention, I think that's probably the best indication that something's actually going to get done about it. We're prepared to do our part. And I think the fact that you had, I think, probably 350 or more people online and, you know, 100 or so in the room yesterday is evidence of that.
I'll leave it there. Thank you.
Thank you.
David Adams is the president and CEO of Global Automakers of Canada.